Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey guys, sorry we're late. Here's the thing. We tried to do an episode once already, and the plan was we thought it'd be funny if we started a show sober and then slowly got more and more drunk as the show went on, but it kind of went south.
yeah.
We kind of fucked it up, and we ended up being wasted before we ever hit record, and so now there's like 20 or so minutes, maybe 15 minutes of audio. I still have to edit it together, where we're just completely wasted, repeating ourselves. It's mostly me repeating myself, getting in an argument with Aldi. Aldi was on the show. And I don't know what we're going to do with that. Maybe I'll edit it together and put it on Facebook or something.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Bonus thing.
Bonus episode.
But obviously, it did not work out as a real episode. At the end of it, I stopped it, said I have to go to the bathroom, puked, and then passed out. So it didn't really work out.
It didn't quite work out, yeah.
Now we're recording a real episode.
Yes, we are.
And another reason we're late is that we've decided to start recording on Fridays. We normally record on Wednesdays and put the show out on Thursdays, or sometimes we record on Thursdays, put it on Friday. And but the problem with that is that I have to work at 8 in the morning on weekdays, and a lot of times I end up just not sleeping because we record these really late at night, and it's kind of becoming a problem. So.
Yeah. So Fridays are the best.
So we're going to start doing them on Fridays, and they'll probably come out on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But this one, it probably won't be out till Monday. But
yeah.
So
yeah, what should we talk about?
Hi!
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Hi, Aldi. I didn't see you there.
What are you
guys
doing?
We're doing a podcast. Would you care to join us?
No, thanks. I'm just kidding.
Yay,
Aldi. Okay.
I have nothing else to do. Fuck me.
This is totally unexpected. We'll have a seat. Grab a mic.
Hello, Galings. And fellow
Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's your second show. You remember the first show? You're pretty wasted.
I missed you guys.
You missed us.
I don't remember missing you, but I missed you.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to since the last time you were on?
Oh, I've been fucking niggas and...
Wow.
That's... Anyway.
So how you been, Ollie?
I've been good. Good. Good.
Are you kind of pissed we haven't had you on in so long?
Yeah. Fuck you guys. Hey, what are you guys doing tonight? We're just doing the show and... Can you go someplace else, keep busy and not come out at all?
We tried to do a show once with you watching, and it was very upsetting.
Why?
It made me nervous, because you were just staring.
Well, I get to make fun of you guys.
And that's the other thing, you'll like make comments from the back, but you don't have a mic, so it's like, you know, they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give me a mic? I should have a mic 24/7, I think.
Yeah, I think you should have a mic 24/7, because there's some silly shit that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, so welcome, Aldi. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I missed all of you.
Episode 20 fucking 7.
Right.
Wow, that's how old I am.
That's how old you are?
Yeah, I knew that. that's an inside joke from the attempted podcast. So, Aldi, what do you think about this whole circumcision thing? You listened to the last episode, kind of.
Did you?
I did. Yeah,
right.
I did.
So what do you think?
While you were reading other things, but yeah. But you heard part of it, so what do you think about the whole circumcision thing? Are you pro or con against circumcision?
Yeah. I am pro. I know what con means.
I don't know if con is the right word there. That's why I said it like that.
No, I'm definitely pro. I would not want to come anywhere near something that looks like...
Have you ever seen one?
Have you ever seen one?
Not in real life, no.
You've seen pictures, though?
On the internet?
I have.
On Aldi.com?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if Orion was uncircumcised, would you not be with him then, or?
Yeah, how'd that work? Please tell me.
I seriously don't know. I've never been with anybody who's not...
Well, break it down. Is sex very important in your relationship?
Yes.
Okay. So, is personality and looks very important?
Yes.
Well, all right. So, say I had fair enough looks, you know, and I had some personality, but I wasn't circumcised.
Oh, you're dead on.
Would you still be with me?
No.
You wouldn't? Okay. Like, I can see that. Like, say the first time, you know, we got intimate, you know, and I whipped it out and I had the sheath. What would you do?
probably panic and run and dump your ass.
What if he said, I'm willing really? To get circumcised as an adult?
Oh, God.
I wouldn't want to put anybody through that.
So you'd rather just dump him?
What?
No, what would you
do? I'd rather put him through a breakup then.
Would you just stare at it and go, I don't know if I can do this?
Probably.
Is it the tentacles that bother you that like hang off the bottom? Or
it's yeah. just, it looks...
You're not used to it. I mean, is socially,
it the,
yeah.
Is it the smegma?
What's a smegma?
That's smegma. That's the gunk that builds up inside
oh,
of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's not it at all. You know, that doesn't yeah. bother me.
It's just the overall
appearance.
It's
like
appearance,
the penile yeah. version of belly button lint. Only yeah. grosser.
Wow.
Look what I found today.
Sounds yummy. What's for dinner?
So do you think people should get their kids circumcised then?
Definitely.
Yeah, so when we have kids, you want to get them circumcised.
Definitely.
But all the
definitely.
Are natural.
But it's natural. That's the argument, yeah.
I don't Why? Care if it's natural or not. It's not good looking.
But you do accept the fact it's a social thing. Like, we only think that because in today's society, you know, people do that and you're not used to seeing the, you know, the uncircumcised dick.
But, I mean, it's not just in today's society. It's you're born in what year and you're circumcised?
Well, yeah.
And...
Well, it definitely has something to do with... It's a social thing.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's you only think that because you're used to uncircumcised dicks. That's what you see in porn. And God knows how many boyfriends you've had before me.
So, fuck you. Anyway.
So you're used to it. But if I wasn't if I wasn't circumcised, would you still... What would you do?
Like I said, I've
say
really...
you're in a situation with a guy and...
I think you've been over this already.
That's true, but...
Orion's drunk.
Aldi, are you circumcised?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, she's not.
Orion still likes it, though.
Do you know what female circumcision is?
Having the clit removed?
Yeah. Who needs it?
I fucking need it.
I don't need it.
How are you stimulated?
It doesn't do me any good.
Do you need clitoral stimulation?
That's a good question, because last episode I brought up that some chicks can't have an orgasm unless they're being clitorally stimulated.
Yes.
Like, they just, sex, just the old in-out, they can't get an
they
orgasm.
They can't get off,
that.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Well,
you can't disagree with that, because it's a fact. But
some girls, they can't. They can't get off unless they're stimulated with, you know, on the clit. So.
It all depends on what turns you on, though.
Well, yeah, it depends on the girl, but...
You can't say all girls, well...
Well, I didn't say all girls. I said some.
So if you were circumcised because you're not, you know, normal sex does it for you, right?
Absolutely.
So okay. If you were female circumcised, you'd be fine.
You'd be fine.
Most definitely.
You kind of miss the oral, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that I get it much.
Oh, snap.
All right, moving on.
Wow.
So, Aldi, anyway. What's in the news?
We want to, because this is, you know, Aldi's number two episode, we feel like we should pick at your brain a little bit. So the audience knows, the listeners, you know, get a feel for, you know, who you are.
Well, here's the thing. When we did the drunk episode, Aldi was like, I got so much news. So I figure you must still have some of that left. What's in the news,
yeah,
Aldi?
Yeah, what's in the news?
I really...
You read that shit every day. What stands out that you're like, oh my God?
Nothing recently.
Nothing?
Really.
Other than there was that story you put up on the bonus episode.
The 18-year-old brother or 18-year-old kid that wanted to get a car.
Yeah.
He didn't have any money.
Okay.
So he decided to take pictures of his 11-year-old sister.
11-year-old sister?
11-year-old sister.
Okay.
Naked.
Yeah.
And tried to trade that in for the car.
He tried to sell him, yes.
So and it didn't work?
The
they wouldn't take it?
Well, obviously he's in jail.
He got arrested.
So it didn't work. He doesn't have a car still.
Is there any more details? Because I didn't read this.
Was he trying
like,
to get a cop
get...
car?
No, just a car.
How'd he get caught? Like, did it mention that?
I assume the dealership or the person that he tried to get, they tried to get the car from.
No, wait, back up. So he puts photos on the internet. How would the dealership know?
No, like, he had printed photos.
He printed photos?
He had printed photos that he took to the dealership. And he's like, hey, I'll give you this if you give me a car.
Oh.
And obviously
that's what happened? I thought he was trying to sell them online to get money to buy a car.
No, it was not online. No.
See, I wouldn't have done that.
That's retarded.
I wouldn't have done that anyway, obviously. But if I was going to do that, you'd think I would try to do that with somebody I knew would be into it. Like, that's kind of a weird thing to just assume somebody's going to be like, hey, pictures of an 11-year-old
so
naked.
That's fucking stupid.
Awesome.
Why would you take that to a dealership and expect?
Well, like I said, if you knew that this was like a dude that was
pedophiles.
Yeah. If you knew that this was a pedophile, somebody who was into kiddie porn,
yeah,
then obviously it's still wrong. It's still a bad idea, but at least
that's
it would
the way
of,
to go. Yeah.
At least it would kind of make sense. just to assume that somebody's going to want pictures of your 11-year-old sister naked is kind of insane.
Yeah. Well, I guess you just assume that a lot of people like kiddie porn.
Hey, I'm into it. Everybody must be into it.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of picking at your brain, Aldi, how do you feel about anal sex?
It's okay.
You mean when I slip up every once in a while?
Whoops. When I miss.
I didn't
Oops,
know.
Sorry, I accidentally got into your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about lube, Aldi?
Yeah, we talked about lube
just
on
for
the
a
well,
last
if you're going to have anal sex,
yeah.
They need lube.
You need
Spit's
lube?
Spit's not going to do it.
Spit's not going to
So your ass isn't a geyser.
You need lube?
Right, yes.
Well, I find my way pretty easy without lube, accidentally, you know. You know.
Well, you can stick it in. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Well, it goes right in, and I'm thrusting.
Oh
I mean,
God.
Do I hurt?
No. No. Well, you said you need lube.
I'm just gonna let you guys
you
handle
don't
this.
Hurt.
No, you said you need lube for ass fucking.
Yes.
You don't need it. No. Well, it depends, obviously. Depends on the girl, right?
So, wait. If you want anal sex, your ass is supposed to produce some kind of juice, or...
No, the...
Well, your dick's
We're talking about juices?
You so are... you can only have anal sex when you've got diarrhea, then.
Right, right.
Perfect.
Moving on.
Natural lubricant.
I can't do this. Let's move on.
Hey,
that's
have you guys
disgusting.
Heard about this guy? It's like off topic, sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's all right.
But
More
have you
news?
Guys heard about this guy that, I don't know how, but he got his computer repossessed or possessed, whatever, possessed.
Possessed, yeah.
He got it possessed? Like by a ghost?
No. Somehow
a ghost got into his computer.
Shut
ghost
up.
Ghost in the machine?
No,
okay,
tell
ahead.
It. Tell it.
Well,
what
anyway,
happened?
The cops got a hold of this guy's computer.
No, what the fuck happened? Back up.
I don't know the full story. I only
okay.
know,
no.
like...
They didn't get possessed. That's what I'm saying. What happened? Start from...
The cops got a hold of
the
his computer.
The cops got a hold of his computer.
Okay, okay.
And they found child porn on it.
Yeah.
And this guy, being dumb as he is...
Okay.
My cat downloaded fucking porn.
Oh, I did hear about Christ. That, yeah.
His
cat,
I really don't
I didn't
know
hear
the
about
full
that,
story, but
he blamed
cat,
it on the cat.
Yeah, his cat.
He's in jail, right?
Porn.
That didn't work.
Yes, obviously.
Fucking
really,
moron. Yeah.
Well, you know, my first instinct is to say, obviously, that's bullshit. But we have a few cats,
yeah.
And they like to tap dance on the keyboard.
Oh, that's
the
a
computer.
Good point. Yeah,
and like today, you guys showed up, like looked at the computer, and all these like the cats typed up an 800 number.
Yeah, 1-800 something.
There's
I
like
should have called it.
There's like a copy of Notepad open with an 800 number
yeah,
typed down.
We leave.
They always they're renaming folders and moving shit around. And
what'd they do to your computer? Your browser, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, all of a sudden, my web browser... Well, there's tons of shit that they've done, but, like, recently, yeah. My web browser won't load images. Instead, it'll load them as text until I mouse over them, and I can't figure out how to fix
that
it.
That sucks.
How do you do that? But they do all kinds of shit. Like
they renamed our fucking, what, C drive?
The C drive, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a cat could download child
the
porn.
The funniest part, yeah. They're always... We leave the computers on overnight, but the funniest part, or the funniest thing that's... I guess happened aside from them doing crazy shit we can't figure out. When Kyle's sleeping, they'll jump on the keyboard and start playing music.
Yeah, the other day I woke up and they were blasting rap music.
I thought I woke up to go to the bathroom. I thought I heard music. I'm like, it's kind of odd.
Yeah,
is Kyle
young
still
Jeezy.
Up?
Yeah.
And I told Ryan the next morning, like, I thought I heard like the party folder
yeah.
playing.
Blasting, and it didn't help. We had the fucking speakers still on. Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Well, I had a feeling, Aldi, that you weren't going to have a lot of news for us.
Yeah.
So I pulled up some news stories.
Yay, news.
This one is about a guy who left his ailing mom on the floor for 2 days.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
So yes. You know this story. I knew you were going to do that.
She always knows, man.
I knew you were going to do that. So, okay.
So what happened?
You tell the story,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, tell the story. What happened? What? I didn't read this, so please tell me. What happened?
What kind of disease does she have?
It doesn't say, I don't think. It just says that a nursing home worker left his ailing mother to lie on the floor of their home for 2 days, stepping over her when he had to, and not calling 911 until she was malnourished and dehydrated, police said Friday. When he finally called 911 and officers got to her, the 64-year-old woman was soiled with her feces and urine, according to police in Long Island's Nassau County.
Ooh.
She suffered cardiac and respiratory arrest on the way to a hospital. She was in critical condition and on life support.
That's nasty.
The son was identified as 45-year-old Lacey Reed of Freeport, a porter at a nursing home in North Woodmere. He was released after being arraigned Friday on a charge of first-degree reckless endangerment. Now, I wonder if maybe the reason he hated her so much was because she named him Lacey.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I'd be kind of upset.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't do that kind of shit, though.
Maybe she's a bitch.
Well,
you don't know. Yeah, maybe
she's still dying.
Cunt.
This kind of brings up something that, now obviously this is bullshit. You shouldn't, like, if your mom's living with you or whatever, and she's like dying on the floor, you shouldn't just leave her there. But there's this weird thing, like, if you have a parent and they're ailing,
yeah,
why am I responsible for that? Like,
Ooh.
You can take responsibility for that, and that's a nice thing to do, but why am I just automatically responsible for them? Like, why do I have, they're not my kid, why do I have to look after them?
Yeah. Well,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, you would. Aldi's mom, I think we talked about this before, Aldi's mom has schizophrenia.
Yes.
And
bipolar.
And she's foreign and doesn't really speak English and refuses to get a job. So,
yeah.
So Aldi pretty much has to take care of her.
Yeah.
Because the only other option would be to kick her out on the street and say, fuck you, figure it out.
And yeah, we can't do that. I refuse to do that. But
sometimes
yeah,
I don't.
It's a pain in the ass because yeah,
sometimes you don't.
Sometimes.
Hey, to be honest, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, but, you know, it comes down to, you know, it's to be realistic. You can't just kick her out. I mean.
Well, right, but that's the thing. Like, at this point, she's an adult and she's on meds.
That's what, yeah. She's not crazy.
She could live on her own. She's absolutely an adult.
She can figure it out.
So why is it your responsibility? Except that, yeah. You know, it is. You can't help it, but why is it?
Just knowing that there's no way she'd survive. Like, she may be an adult, but she's not, you know, on the same level in her head as we are. She's definitely
being realistic.
She doesn't know
what
the fuck to do.
Yeah. She has family around here. If Aldi did say, get the fuck out and don't come back, it's not like she would actually end up like under a bridge downtown or something.
Except it would come and hunt me down.
Well,
so
sure.
What the fuck did you kick her out for?
Yeah, exactly. They'd give you shit for it. But technically speaking, you could do it, but you can't really. And that's.
Yeah, she is a pain in the ass.
I don't have the heart to.
But,
and I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying, you know, what the fuck? It's my responsibility. You're my parent. You're supposed to care for me, if anything.
Yeah.
No,
we're both adults.
No, I agree with you, but.
Like
yeah.
I said, yeah, it's a
well,
pain
I'm glad
in the
we
ass.
All agree. That led nowhere.
Whoop.
Next story.
So, Aldi, I'm going to pick at you again.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on masturbation?
I.
Do you
like
masturbate?
It. Yes.
How often?
Twice, three
one
times
finger
a week?
Or two?
Two.
Jesus, what is this, third grade?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting off on this.
Aldi, what do you think of boogers?
No.
Oh, they're green.
Ooh.
And icky.
What, sometimes they're kind of yellowy, like when you're really sick. What
they're
do you think
green
of those?
When you have like a disease, man. Anyway, shouldn't dwell on boogers.
No, no, no. Let, this is interesting.
Done?
What color are they normally?
Green.
Clear or yellow.
Clear
yellow
or yellow.
When you have an
I just said they were yellow when you're really sick.
Yeah. But I don't want to dwell on boogers.
Okay, let's talk about Aldi's vagina then.
Yeah.
Aldi, your vagina. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stinky or smelly is your vagina?
Right now, 1 to 10, 10 being bad.
Yeah, like 10 being like a strong, fishy odor.
Yeah, how smelly is your vagina?
And 1 being it smells like Febreze.
Well, guys, I haven't smelled my own vagina, so I wouldn't know.
Why not? If I had a vagina, I'd be sniffing it all day.
How can you fucking sniff it?
You're a girl. They're flexible.
We can almost suck our dicks. I can imagine I could smell my own.
Why do you force your dick in my mouth?
I can't almost suck my dick. I can't even touch my toes.
Do with it.
Anyway, if us as guys, and I know every guy's... Sorry. Every guy's tried it, you know, to suck their own dick at some point. If I was a girl, I'm sure I could smell my own vagina.
Wait.
Yeah.
Well, you could stick a finger in and smell your finger.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Didn't you How convenient. Talk a shampoo bottle?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
It has nothing to do with
that. Yeah, that's completely unrelated.
And I was young and curious.
I don't like stick.
Okay, so Orion's dick smells like shampoo. What's your vagina smell like?
Yeah.
Great.
Smells good?
Grape?
Grape.
It smells like grape. Grape drink.
It smells like grape. It's grape vagina.
I wash it in grape drink. Grape vagina.
I keep it very grapey. Thank you very much.
Do you keep grapes in it?
Yes. I keep it fresh.
How many grapes can you fit in there?
A few.
Like three?
Do you needle like a thread through them so it's like beads?
Big they are.
Oh, God. All right.
This is the worst thing ever.
Aldi, how do you feel about porn?
Porn's great. Talked about this.
Did we? Oh, porn's great, my ass.
You don't know
Every
what I
time
watch.
You catch me watching porn, you give me shit.
Yeah.
Every time I change the background to some nudie chick, you're always giving me shit. Like, what is this?
I know my porn.
Well, what's your porn?
Why you do you?
What's your porn?
Depends.
Two dudes getting
David Beckham.
No.
All she looks at. Every fucking background you put on the.
Who doesn't fucking like David Beckham?
It's always. There's so many guys out there.
I
That's
finally
like your...
found my own new guy.
All right, all right.
And then what do? Change it to some bitch.
Okay, but if you're cool with porn, why do you give me so much shit when I watch porn?
I'm not wrong do. When you watch porn.
Say it's late at night, we're drinking, you pass out, and I'm up, and I'm kind of horny, and I start whacking it because I don't want to, you know, rape
on,
you that
hold
night.
Hold on.
What?
Can you even get horny when you're kind of drunk?
Yes, I can. Anyway. Right.
Can you get it up?
It's hard, but I get it. Anyway.
Your
so
dick's
I'm,
hard?
So
or...
I'm, yeah, so I'm whacking it, right? And then you fucking wake up, and you're like, what the
Why
fuck are you doing?
Why should you shake the bed so much?
Yeah, but you give me...
Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Is it because I wake you up?
Hey,
is that your problem? What?
Why don't you just go to the bathroom and do your
I can't,
thing?
I don't want to take the laptop in the bathroom. Anyway.
Well,
we've discussed
you wake
this
me
actually,
up?
Orion.
Yeah, we have.
Orion can't imagine
can't,
jerking off without porn.
I can't just go in the bathroom, stare in the mirror, and yeah. fucking whack it.
Why would you be staring in the mirror? We've talked about this before. Why would you be staring in the mirror?
Half the fucking bathroom is a mirror, man.
I'm the sexiest thing in this room.
No.
I gotta stare at something.
I can look at the wall, but that ain't gonna do it. I don't know where I'm going with this. So yeah, Aldi.
I gotta look at some kind of genitalia. Dick will have to suffice.
Kyle, are you home?
Do you use two mirrors and like bend over and look at your own asshole?
No, I don't. No.
Yeah, I think
I'm just
does.
So calloused. I need something. You're so calloused?
I can't even count.
Like dick calluses?
How many times I've masturbated since I was fucking what?
We know. We
well,
know.
I don't think
know,
most people yeah. can. You know.
Like, so many fucking times. Like, I think I was fucking 15 when I had to use porn. Like, I couldn't just do it alone.
Right.
Hey, guys.
I couldn't just sit there and fucking masturbate. I couldn't.
I have to go pee.
Huh. All right.
Kyle, please don't put that in there.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
All right. Enough of that shit. Next story.
What?
Man pleads not guilty to ringing doorbells nude. Have you heard about this one, Aldi? Would you like to interrupt?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
A San Francisco man has pleaded not guilty to charges that he rang doorbells while naked and fled from San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies while wearing only tennis shoes.
Hot.
Peter Allen Steele, 38, entered the pleas Tuesday in San Mateo County Superior Court. He's being held in lieu of $60,000 bail.
Jesus.
At least two residents in the Woodside and Portola Valley area reported seeing Steele standing naked outside their homes July 11th after he rang their doorbells, said
Still
Steve
hot.
Wagstaff, Chief Deputy District Attorney. Steele stands out. He is 6'7" tall and weighs 250 pounds, authorities said. Sheriff's deputy spotted Steele in a car after receiving the residents' reports and tried to stop him, but he sped away onto Interstate 280. Steele got off at Sand Hill Road, where his car hit the side of the road, flattening his tires. Steele continued to drive on the rims until the car stopped. Steele, wearing only tennis shoes, ran from the car and burst into a home through the garage.
Is he black?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It
doesn't matter.
He then ran into a wooded area where deputies caught him.
Oh, man.
When Steele continued to struggle, a deputy shocked him with a taser. The stun gun had no effect, so a deputy shot Steele with a beanbag gun, and he was finally arrested.
No effect. He must have been wasted.
Now, you ask if he was black. I'm guessing he was white, because only white people do shit that's this nuts.
Yeah.
Like, black people commit crimes. It's what do. It's in their blood. But but they prefer to, like, rob people or sell drugs. White people do crazy shit, like get naked and put on a pair of tennis shoes and ring doorbells.
Yeah, this
I
guy.
I can see Orion do that.
This guy sounds sexually deprived.
Hey.
What?
You missed the point.
What?
She said she could see you doing that.
Oh, man.
Hey, you were drunk
guys,
enough, I could see you doing it.
I'm drunk, and I feel like getting naked. What do I need to do
I
to
don't
have
get
some
naked.
Fun? Orion, no.
I'm
hey,
just
let's talk about the time where Orion pissed we at already, me. Did it?
Oh, no.
Speaking of white crazy fucking people, Orion and I were at our friend's house.
Yes, friend's house.
The couple's house.
God
we're drinking, having fun, having beers, and
we're having a lot of beers, yeah.
Right.
Ended up, spending the night there. They had the inflatable mattress ready for us. So here I am sleeping, dreaming away. And I wake up, something wet. Oh, what could it be?
Uh-oh.
Orion is fucking pissing on me.
Now back up, all right?
He is pissing on me.
Back up, all right. So we're at, God damn you. So we're at this friend's house and we're pounding beers and everyone, Aldi and everyone, they're fucking wasted. And I'm not. And I'm on like beer number 12. And I'm just not, I'm feeling it, but I'm not like giggly and having fun. So I'm like, dude, bust out. You got any liquor? Got any vodka?
That was
whatever.
Your mistake.
Yeah. So he grabs some vodka for me and I pounded a few shots and like 5 minutes go by. And that's the problem with vodka.
Everybody.
No, like the problem with vodka, it doesn't hit you like right away. It sneaks up. Anyway, so I take a couple shots, nothing. 5 minutes go by. All right, take a couple more, take another one. And then finally it hits me and I black out. And I don't know. What happened? You put me to bed or some shit?
Well, actually, the couple and me
put
you to bed.
Okay.
The girl, right,
you put me to bed. Okay.
The girl was wondering, like, he looks kind of strange. Should we call 911?
No, why was that?
He's like, his eyes are like wide open, staring at the ceiling, not blinking.
Oh, yeah.
Should we call 911? Okay. No, he's fine. Finally, I go off to bed. I come to bed with you.
Yep.
And wake up to a nice and warm surprise. Thank you, honey.
Was it soon after we went to bed?
No, it was a few hours later.
It was like,
were you already asleep and he woke you up that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, I forget the chain of events because I wasn't there and I only heard this from you guys. Didn't he later end up like on the porch pissing out the front door or something?
Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah. First, he peed on me.
Right.
I'm like, okay,
wasn't his dick out when he was peeing on you, too? So it's not like he was just peeing his pants. He whipped it out.
He almost fucking peed on my fucking face.
Were you laying down, like, in a 69 position? How was he peeing on your face?
No, he's just laying there with, like, his dick in his hand, and he's, like, aiming
Was he
places.
Peeing in the air? Like, up?
No, like... Yeah, he was.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm like, okay.
So it's like
I guess,
a fountain?
Yes. So
oh,
I'm like,
God.
I guess I can deal with, being peed on and sleep while covered in fucking piss. Okay. So,
all right.
Hours later.
I'm sorry.
Somehow I wake up again. I don't know by what I was awakened.
What means, you woke up?
I look out. Orion's standing at the front door, peeing,
oh,
just on the porch. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Bitch! push me down, fucking slap me around. All right. So I left.
I remember that. Or I remember you telling me that. Yeah. That I
I got up.
And I was wandering around their house.
You were a mean bastard. So I took off and I came home and I went to bed.
Okay.
So our friend, the male friend that we have, his wife dropped Orion off at our place. Orion comes stumbling up the stairs.
That's not true. No, he dropped me off.
But, oh, he dropped you off? Okay. Yeah.
But he...
This part I was kind of there for, because I remember Orion coming home.
Orion comes home.
I woke up alone, and I was confused, because I was hungover and drunk, and I'm like, where's Aldi? And
you were blacked out the whole time you were doing this peeing stuff.
Yes, and she left, and I woke up, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm confused, whatever. And the guy's like, dude, I'll take you home, no problem. So he took me home, whatever. But he told me later on, he's like, he came back home, and he went to clean up, you know, the bed, the inflatable mattress. And he's like, were you sweating a lot? What happened, dude? I told my wife that you were sweating a lot, and I'm like...
So you had to tell him, right?
I had to tell him. I go, dude, well, what's funny is I said, I go, I am so sorry about what happened last night, because Aldi filled me in, and this was much later, but he goes, dude, what happened? You fucked my wife or something? And I'm like, no, dude, I ended up peeing on Aldi's face.
You didn't pee on my face.
I didn't? Oh, damn.
Almost. Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
Now, you kind of skipped the part, because when you came home, you were kind of pissed. And you and I talked for a minute, and you were like, I don't know what the fuck happened. She just left me there.
Oh,
I don't
know
why she's so mad at me.
Yeah.
And
I blacked out, yeah.
I went in to talk to Aldi, and you're like, what the fuck? Why'd you leave me there?
No, I was in the bedroom just sleeping, you know.
Yeah, come home.
It's early, and he's like, hey.
I kicked down the door. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, what the fuck did you leave me for? What the fuck? You fucking pissed on me. Why wouldn't I fucking leave you?
I had no idea. I blacked out.
You have a problem with peeing, though.
Yeah, how's it feel to be that guy?
That sucks. Yeah.
Because now you've got kind of a record.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not like it was a one-time thing now, because now you've got
it's
the incident
with
where you
liquor,
peed.
Though.
You got the incident where you peed on Aldi's work uniform because it was on the floor.
Liquor.
And I had to work at 7 a.m.
Liquor, yes.
And then you peed on Aldi and peed out the front door.
Yeah,
well,
liquor.
Well, you can't blame it on liquor.
It's liquor, yes. I never get that. I never pee
if
on anything.
If you know what liquor does, you shouldn't do it.
I don't sleepwalk and piss when I drink beer. So, kids, stay away from liquor.
You shouldn't try to pee on me, though.
I shouldn't? I was thinking about it. I mean, what do you mean I shouldn't?
You pee on me.
This is how you know you found a good woman.
Yeah.
Because she's still with you.
I
even
fucking
though
pissed all over her.
Her.
She's like,
it's all right.
I'll get something better
soon. I'll
still
fuck you.
Awesome. Right?
I'll
fuck you. But yes. Sorry. Anyways, yes.
We're lucky when we tried to do that drunk episode that Orion didn't just whip it out and pee on both of us.
Yeah, ooh. No kidding.
Yeah, that
hey
was
hey, guys,
bad.
Check this out.
Jaeger. Oh, my God.
He was
bad
so gone.
News.
We were going to, like I said earlier, we were going to do the episode and start it out sober and then get more and more drunk. But
yeah, we had a process.
Orion downed a shitload of Jaeger right before we
like
started.
Like prior, yeah.
And he was gone before we ever hit record.
That was fucking stupid.
You know what?
What?
You actually tried. Most of those drinks that you made were meant for me. Or the drink that you made me.
What are you talking about? I made three drinks.
Exactly.
One for each.
You made three drinks.
Yes.
Mine was 75% Jaeger.
No, it wasn't.
25% Red Bull.
All
yours
right,
was 25%.
His didn't have any Red Bull in it at all.
Right.
All right, check this. I whipped out three glasses. I filled them all equal, and I poured Red Bull in one of them because you wanted Red Bull and, you know, you wanted the Jaeger bomb, so...
I don't think he put as much Jaeger in there as we originally thought, but the reason we originally thought he put a bunch of Jaeger in there was because it was a brand new bottle, and he had poured three little, like, I guess shots, but they weren't in shot glasses.
Just, yeah, like...
And I went to get another one, and he goes, dude, there's not a lot left.
Dude, there's not much left.
And I was like, Jesus, how much did you put in all these drinks?
Yeah, I was... I was gone when I said that. Yeah. But yeah, so
it was fun. I had fun.
Yeah, bonus episode. It was interesting. Yeah.
Aldi last night was talking about how she had read or something about people dipping tampons in vodka or other kinds of alcohol.
Yeah. I remember that.
And Orion Orion took it the wrong way, because what Aldi meant was like, I've also heard of people doing like alcohol enemas because it gets you wasted faster because of the mucous membranes or whatever. It gets into the bloodstream really fast. Yeah. It's the same idea. You soak a tampon in alcohol and put it up there and you get drunk without drinking anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But what Orion immediately pictured in his head was a used bloody tampon in a drink.
Yeah, and somehow like this fucked you up more. And
the ultimate Bloody Mary.
The ultimate Bloody Mary. Oh, man.
Sounds yummy.
I'm going to puke. But yeah, I thought it was like the new thing because kids these days, goddamn.
Did you ever hear about Jenkum?
No.
Nope.
It's this thing that like one kid tried once and then and all of a sudden like some news people picked it up and thought it was like a craze spreading across the country.
Oh, really?
What it is you like take a shit in a bottle and then like leave it out in the sun for days so it ferments. And then you huff the gases.
Oh, fuck.
And it's supposed to get you high.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody anywhere does it.
<That's>
but,
nasty.
Like, the news picked it up because, like, one kid, like, tricked his friend into doing it or something.
It was one of those news stations, yeah, where nothing goes on ever. So they picked this up. And it's...
They made it sound like an epidemic. Like, what are our children doing when we're not around?
Oh, God.
Sniffing their own shit to get high.
Nobody does that shit. Jesus. That's
and then
nuts.
The funny thing is, I'm sure some stupid kid tried it after that because they heard about it on the news.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing.
I believe it. Yeah.
People are lighting themselves on fire watching Beavis and Butthead. I'm sure some idiot tried this because he saw it on TV.
That bullshit.
Ollie, what do you think about Jenkum? You gonna try it?
I'm gonna sniff some shit, get high.
What about that used tampon drink? You gonna try that?
Not the used tampon one.
Probably tastes like iron. Tastes like.
Are
pennies.
You willing to try like dipping a tampon in vodka and putting it up your poos?
I wouldn't recommend it.
I was considering it.
You're fucking wasted fast.
The thing is, people who try that putting alcohol up their ass often die of alcohol poisoning.
Really? I'm not putting it up my ass.
But it's the same idea. I wouldn't
same
try.
Idea.
I mean, you're not pouring it up there, but I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, never mind. Don't do that. People are dying.
You're a small person. I don't know how much alcohol you can take through your vagina.
Don't go do that. Yeah. Don't go do that.
Why not? Be fun.
You could do a handstand. You could put like a bottle of vodka in your poos and then do a handstand and just let it drain out into your vagina.
God.
What do you think?
No.
What do you think?
I'll hold your ankles.
Oh, thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Are you gonna buy my coffin?
It's probably cheap. I mean, you're small.
I want a pretty one though.
You're not gonna be there.
Well, I still want a pretty
one. Who gives
one.
A shit?
I'll just chop you up and put you in an igloo cooler.
I deserve a little bit.
I'll put you in several shoe boxes.
Oh, better.
Like a bunch of dead hamsters.
Skechers?
Bury you in the backyard. You care about what kind of shoe the box is?
Yes.
You are so materialistic. Jesus.
New Balance.
Okay. I guess.
Compromise.
Holly, you do not want to be buried in multiple shoe boxes. Like cremated and
what
all your...
What the fuck do you know?
I know, you don't
want to
do that.
I can be buried the way I fucking want to.
That's retarded, though. You don't want to do that. How do you want to be buried?
Now I do.
When you die, how do you want to go out?
Space.
Space.
You want to be
launched
into space?
Well, you better start fucking saving, because I'll die soon.
I'm not going to launch you into space.
I only have, like, what, 50 years? 30
I could buy
years?
A bunch of fireworks and try, but...
Okay, good, good.
Is that good enough?
Good.
Even if I fail?
Well, if you blow her up, then we won't have to cut her to put her in the shoeboxes. So, you know, plan B.
Like she'll ever know. I'll just blow her up.
I will know.
You won't know.
I will know.
You'll be done when you're dead.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so, haha.
Still.
What?
I'll pretend that I
when
know.
When I go out.
What do you
I
mean you'll pretend you know?
I'll pretend that I know before I even die. No, I will know before I die.
All right.
Will you know?
Remember how I was a psychic?
No. How are you a psychic?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, because I came home and I said, and you played a song and I said I was just thinking about that song in the car.
That doesn't make you psychic.
Yes.
No, it does not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
So you're convinced. Yeah. Ollie. Anyway, moving on.
Ollie.
Yes.
Tell my future.
You're going to die in 15 years.
Wow. From what? Skydiving accident?
No. You're not that cool.
Motorcycle accident?
Still, you're not that cool.
So what's going to happen to Kyle?
Extreme sex accident?
Doubt it.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
No.
So what's going to happen? Spill it.
Well, it's going to have to... It's like...
You're the fucking psychic. What's going to happen to Kyle?
He's going to die in 15 years, Kyle.
Of what, psychic?
I don't want to tell him, should I?
Diabetes?
I don't want to tell him. That would ruin it.
Bee stings?
It's a spoiler.
Bee stings.
Yeah. What's my astrological sign?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sagittarius.
She doesn't even
something.
Know what that means.
Sagittarius?
She has no idea what you just said.
Saggy tits?
Saggy tits?
You're a Scorpio, faggot.
Thank you.
I know what that means. Don't touch me.
The gayest sign in the zodiac.
Oh, I'm Scorpio. I'm going to sting you.
Aldi, do a British accent.
Yeah. Oh, we were working on this earlier.
Yeah, we tried to get Aldi to do a British
accent. Aldi can't do any accents, but...
I don't expect you to do a perfect British accent, but just the kind that would fool an American.
Yeah.
Well,
we feel we can, you know, get her...
Like, you know, like a cheese... Like I was trying to get you to say earlier. Like, say, hello.
Hello. No
hello.
H. No. Like, hello.
Hello.
Aileen is probably listening to this and cringing.
Yeah. Fuck you, Aileen.
Oh, God.
I'm going to fucking ass fuck you, you motherfucking faggot.
All right, do a Chinese accent.
I do
accent.
Like you, though.
Chinese.
I ching chong chong ching.
All right, do your best
English?
Do your best black accent.
Hey, what's up, my niggas?
That was horrible. No, seriously.
Keep going. Don't interrupt her. Let her do it.
You gotta shout it.
What's up, my niggas?
Oh my god, you just broke
You said yell.
You just broke everybody's speakers.
You said yell. You pushed me forward.
Do a Lil Jon impression.
Lil Jon.
Jon Stane?
No, Lil Jon.
Oh. Lil Jon.
Yay! No, I can't do it.
Yay? He doesn't say yay.
You gotta get scratchy.
This is your music, Aldi.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you'll... All right.
Yay!
Enough of
no,
that.
I
that's,
can't do
that's
it.
Boring.
You
no,
suck.
No, we can't do it.
What should I do? Should I move on to the next story, or you got something for
next
us?
Next story.
Aldi? Next story.
Next story.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Next story.
Okay. Next story. Well, actually, it's a long bunch of garbage, but the story inspired me to ask you this. Do you think women should change their last names when they get married?
Not if they don't want to.
Would
no.
you? If you, would you? If you and Orion got married, would you change your last name to Orion?
To Orion?
Would you change it to my last name?
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about that?
I would change my last name, or my last name, my last name to his, because I would want to.
Yeah, but
because his last name is cooler
than
yours?
Well, we thought about this.
No,
because your mom goes by her last name, but you go by your father's last name.
Yeah, because my mom never got married.
Yeah, but you want to carry on, you know, your father's last name. So I don't want to, you know, buy into that, you know, bullshit where you have to change it to my last name. How do you feel about, like, you know, hyphenating, you know, both of our last names? So
I'll be up for that.
So we carried. I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't really fucking matter unless you care about it. Like, do you care to carry on your father's last name?
Or do you not
give a shit?
If you guys get married and Aldi takes your last name, can I take Aldi's last name since she's not using it anymore?
Yes.
Hey, fuck it. Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Because my last name, I've talked about that before. Like, the two don't really work that well. It's Kyle Aldrich. Aldi's last name is Sevic or Shevich.
Shevich.
If you're pronouncing it correctly, but she says Sevic, so whatever.
I don't like Shevich.
Kyle Sevic would be way cooler than Kyle Aldrich.
You don't like Shevich?
No.
It's your father's last name.
I like Sevic better.
So you don't
she
give
just
a
likes
shit?
She doesn't like the pronunciation.
Oh, the pronunciation. Yeah. My bad.
Same thing, babe.
So you don't give a shit about the last name thing? Because
it seems like it'd be a pain in the ass, like for the chick. Like beyond any sort of like what it means to you or whatever. Like you gotta change your last name on like all of your checks and your credit
cards, social security cards,
driver's license,
Yeah.
Every fucking thing. And all these people know you as this one name. Like, a lot of times, like, big-time actresses and singers and stuff won't change their last name just because they're, like, a brand at this point.
Yeah.
So everybody knows them as this one thing. So it would kind of fuck their career up if they changed it.
Yeah.
I don't really care much for marriage.
I don't either. I think it's...
The whole ceremony.
Yeah. Like, the only real reason...
Like,
it's all legalities,
Even marriage, like, I don't really care for it.
No, like, the marriage process. Like it,
I think,
you know,
she means the institution.
It's nice to have
itself.
A fucking celebration, you know.
I think she just means the institution itself. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, the institution. Yeah,
no, you guys no are together meaning, now, and you have no intention of breaking up, right?
Yeah.
So what's
yeah.
the difference?
That makes sense. Yeah, but it's kind of like the Christmas thing. Like you may or may not celebrate Christmas because you're religious. Like we don't like or we're not religious, but we think of Christmas like, ooh, presents. So
right.
I think for the rest of our lives, we'll celebrate Christmas. You know, it's like, ooh, presents.
Right. But, like, it's like celebrating birthdays.
Yeah. Like with marriage, you know, you don't buy into the whole religious part of it. But
that's the only part of it that really makes sense to me. Like if I was religious,
if you want to have like a party and celebrate, you know, this, you know, binding of legal bullshit, you know.
Well, then you
know.
Could just celebrate your dating anniversary.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like I mean, it's like you take what you want from whatever it is. Like the whole marriage thing is religious, but even though we're not, we can take from it like the whole, you know, dress up and you know, have a ceremony. Not the ceremony, but some celebration, you know.
Yeah,
just
like
to make it special.
I take from religion the stoning of non-believers, but yeah. I you know, I reject all the God stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So
I stone myself.
But yeah, so we could celebrate it, you know, and just leave out the it. Like we nitpick from what other people have. It's silly, but it's I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. He just kind of trailed off there.
I did. Yeah,
Aldi, what do you think about all that?
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't really care for marriage.
What? But okay,
yeah,
is it the reason that I said? Like, why do you not care for marriage?
I mean, we've been together for what, five and a half years?
Yeah.
6 years?
Almost six, yeah.
So us getting married, how different would it be?
No, I'm just saying, like marriage, right, is a religious thing, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, but would you want to have a wedding? You know?
I need a fucking green card.
You don't need a
I'm
fucking
just kidding.
Green.
I tricked him with this
yeah.
before.
Would you want to have a wedding? Like some kind of celebration? Like we're pulling from someone else's, you know, celebration of...
Okay, yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Or do you think just fucking be together, no celebration, fuck weddings?
No, we can celebrate.
Okay.
I'm just not into the whole...
No, I know.
Will you take so-and-so for your husband?
Yeah.
Yes, Faggot.
And now you may kiss the bride. Yeah.
I want you guys to have a wedding ceremony now just so I can see Aldi say yes, faggot, to the minister or whatever.
I want to have a real fucking, like, priest
she would
or
do
some
that.
Kind
yeah.
of...
She
yes,
would do
faggot.
That.
I would fucking kick the shit out of him.
You may kick the shit out of the priest, yeah.
All right.
It ought to be you may now
All
kick
right.
the shit out of the groom, because yeah. that's what she'll do.
Yeah, she will.
No.
Hooray, celebrate. I want to beat the shit out of somebody.
The
hey,
priest
Ryan,
is the priest is more offensive.
He's more offensive? So we get married and you just beat the fuck out of a
yes.
priest? You'll go to jail and I'll never
so
see
you
again.
So you want
again.
Your payment? Here you go.
You gonna
I
hang
got
the priest up and beat him like a piñata?
Not like a piñata. No.
Beat him till the blood of Christ comes out?
Yes.
All right.
Isn't that wine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically.
I'll beat the
so
shit out of
so you gotta get
him
drunk
him.
First then, I guess.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
That makes no sense. Anyway.
So, sup, folks? What's up next?
All right. Well, what else is in the news? John Hughes died recently.
Yay!
I kind of don't give a fuck,
don't fucking
though.
Fucking yay.
Like, I can only take so many celebrity deaths before I just stop giving a shit. You know, like, at this point, I think it'd be hard for me to give a fuck even if my mom died tomorrow. Like, there's just too many deaths.
Yeah, everybody's dying.
I mean, I love my mom, but what a bandwagon to jump on. Like,
wow. It
took my mom years just to buy a DVD player, and now all of a sudden this is the thing that she's going to hop on board with?
Yeah, I don't know if I can identify with that. There's a fuckload of deaths, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
People die in the news, yeah, like celebs. I don't give a shit anymore.
You know how people say, like, when people die, they'll say, like, oh... I guess it was just their time, or God works in mysterious ways,
yes.
or I guess they were needed elsewhere. Have you ever heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
They were needed.
They were needed
they were
elsewhere.
Needed elsewhere. Well, what the fuck does God need these people for? Like, what the fuck is he building up there?
What was that one death? Yeah, it was some really old guy, and he died in some car accident or some shit.
I have no idea.
And the loved ones were like, well, I guess he was needed elsewhere. With some old guy?
Yeah, to do what?
I
to
was
do
telling
what?
You this.
Was that you telling
me? It's local news.
Yeah, what was the story?
It was a drunken driver that killed a 82-year-old guy.
Yeah. Oh, like yeah, yeah.
Like 3 minutes from home.
Yeah. He was on his way home, some old
said,
guy.
Well, he was needed somewhere else.
Yep.
So, I guess it's all okay now.
So we sit here thinking, yeah, what is God going to do with him?
You know what? I don't like God.
You know,
fuck God.
When bad people die, you never hear people say, well, I guess the devil needed a child molester, you know? And how many kids could really be in hell anyway? You know, like, why would the devil need a child molester?
If they weren't baptized.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Then you're going to hell, yeah. You're not baptized? Sorry.
But yeah, like, what does God need with all these people? Like, what does God need with, like, a claims adjuster, you know? Like, what is he doing up there in heaven?
Yeah.
He's probably fucking him in the ass.
Aldi.
I don't think that's... Well, that might be heaven for some people, yeah. I guess.
Just saying.
Talking to the microphone. Jesus Christ. Don't talk to the window. Don't talk to Orion. Don't talk to the couch. Talk into the microphone.
Microphone.
There you go. Put your face right up on
the pop filter. Say hello to the open world.
Hello, open world.
You have any songs you want to sing today, Aldi?
Yeah. What do you, what, if
Kyle,
I was...
Kyle.
Yes.
You and I could sing that Bosnian song.
I don't have it. We can't.
No.
This is something we would have had to prepare for.
So, don't tease me.
No, I asked if there were any songs you wanted to sing. Like last,
well, I did.
Last time you were on, you sang, We're Not Gonna Make It.
Yeah.
We're not gonna make
it. It's not time
not
for that,
there
though.
Yet.
No, we ain't gonna make it.
Okay, but are there any other songs?
It's the final countdown.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick.
I want to take a ride on fun, your disco stick. Your dick is sick.
Your dick is sick?
My dick.
Is that how you interpret
Let's
the song?
Let's have some fun. My dick is sick.
Just bust that dick.
Is that a song about uncircumcised penises?
Fuck yeah.
Wizard sleeves. Yeah.
But that actually reminds sick. Me. I forgot. We were going to talk about Lady Gaga being a hermaphrodite.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Wait a minute.
That's
no.
That's the person you wanted to do.
I don't know if we should talk about this.
Yes, we should. Hey, you know what we should talk about?
I agreed not to bring this up, if it's what I think it is.
The guy/girl from Tokyo Hotel.
Can we cut her off?
No.
What?
So, Ryan.
Can we regroup?
Just to preface this, I have no problems with this. I thought it was funny, but I have no problem with it.
Oh, Ryan has a problem with it. It's a problem being gay.
Well,
anyway,
good luck trying to convey it. All
right. So, Tokyo Hotel has this lead singer, right?
Nobody knows who that is.
It's yeah. a
okay.
German
anyway.
Band. It's a German band. They're on
anyway,
Guitar
look
Hero.
Up Tokyo Hotel. Orion thought that the lead singer was a chick, and he said he'd definitely do her. And, yeah, it's a guy.
That's pretty much the whole story.
Right,
it's
and Orion's
dude.
Still embarrassed. What a poos.
It's not that big a deal.
Right.
You thought it was a chick.
Oh, fuck you guys. You guys gave me shit forever.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was,
hey,
for the record,
so guys,
hey.
I totally want to do that chick
dude,
from Tokyo Hotel.
For the
Kyle,
record.
I mean, Orion. Damn it.
For the record, fuck? I was shit-faced.
No, you were
I was destroyed.
Wasn't this over the course of like a couple of days, though? Like,
yes.
This wasn't all in one night.
Yes.
Well, after the night that all I
right,
was destroyed,
no.
You thought it was a chick for days.
Well,
yes.
We were playing Guitar Hero, and the fucking song, this Tokyo Hotel band, is all on right. Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And we're playing the... I like the song, so I looked up, you know, after a night of fucking drinking, I was destroyed. I'm online.
Mm-hmm.
I get on YouTube, watch the video,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like... Wow, that chick is hot. You know, whatever. I wanted to fuck her.
See, that's where it gets funny.
But I was shit-faced. Anyway, the next day...
Because he does kind of sound like a chick. Like, I could see originally how you were like, that sounds like a chick.
This yeah.
Chick.
And he's kind of feminine.
How did you saw the video?
Well, he's kind of feminine. Well, I was shit-faced. Anyway, the next day, I didn't, like, watch
the
video
no,
or
no.
anything.
No.
I just told you guys about it. And I'm like, yeah, this chick on this band that we play, you
I
know, on
totally
Guitar Hero.
Her.
I would totally fuck her, yeah. But I was shit-faced. And then you showed me the video,
well,
like...
See, I remember playing
again.
The game and thinking,
yes.
Sometimes this sounds like a chick, but sometimes it sounds like a dude. And I think it's the same person the whole time. So I thought it was a dude. And you and I were like, you were like, no, it's a chick. I watched the video. And I'm like,
yeah,
I thought it was a dude. So then I brought up the video because I'd never seen it just
yeah.
to see, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah.
And it's a dude.
It's totally a
dude. And his
dude,
name is something like Fred or Frank.
No.
His name is Fred, yeah.
Fred.
It's Bill.
Bill.
Bill, okay.
His name yeah. is
hey, Kyle.
Bill.
He's very masculine. There's no question.
No, this was like over a course of a few days.
Yeah, because I didn't see the video after I got shit-faced.
No.
Hey, you can't blame me, all right?
Like I said, I just think it's funny. Back in the day when, like, Savage Garden was really big.
Yeah.
Now, once I saw the video, I knew perfectly well that it was a dude, but I thought it was a chick for the longest time, just hearing it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like a chick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of get it.
I
didn't want to do him,
but... you on a mountain.
And the thing is, even if you had seen the video totally sober and thought it was a chick, he's pretty effeminate. I mean, I could see how you could get confused, although there's some close-ups.
I do.
There's some close-ups where it's pretty obvious that it's a dude. But
yeah.
But if you thought it was a chick and said, I want to bone them, that's not gay. You thought it was a chick.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah. But you guys were knocking me.
That's because it's hilarious.
And you were laughing so fucking...
Someone told you that chick from Tokyo Hotel.
That's. I want to make a t-shirt that says, I banged the chick from Tokyo Hotel.
That would be hilarious.
But
yes,
every time I mention that to Orion, he's like, God, no, no.
God, fuck you guys. Don't talk about that.
It's a dark period in my history. I don't
know. I've never, that was the first time
that
ever
you like guys.
In my life. No, shut up. That I like guys. It was the first time I'm in my
life.
First
time you masturbated to a dude?
No. It was the first time.
No.
I've ever...
No, it wasn't the first time I masturbated to a dude.
Wait, oh, fuck you guys. Anyway, it was the first time I've ever mistaken a woman for a man and been serious. Like,
what's the second
time? Fuck. That doesn't... Just because I said first time doesn't necessarily mean that suggests
that there was
a second time.
Yeah.
Lady
Gaga.
Shut the fuck up. Shh.
Lady
Gaga. She has a video that may or may not
show a penis.
Yes. And I do not believe she has one.
Orion,
so I'm safe.
Likes it.
I'm safe.
Well, like I was saying this earlier before we were recording, she's got both if she's a hermaphrodite, so you're set, you know. You can both do her.
Yeah.
All they can do her and you can do
her. You can get fucked in the ass.
I don't like that. That's
though.
Not actually what I meant. I meant like Orion could be in the poos and you could be on the front.
Well, I'm not very interested.
Threesome. Nope.
What would you do? Would you be eating her out while I fuck her in the ass?
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, that's what you're suggesting.
No, I would eat. Hold on, I would eat her.
How would this go down?
She's fucking you in the ass.
That's what he just said.
That's what I just said.
She's so drunk.
I'm
no,
so
get this.
Over.
No, shut up. I will do exactly what you just said. Check it.
I don't listen to you.
Aldi, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
1 out of 10. How drunk are you?
Oh, I'm a 1.
No, seriously. Come on.
I'm like a...
You're going to feel like shit tomorrow?
8.
You're 9. Like an 8?
And a half.
Don't believe it.
8 and a half.
You're an 8.
Wow, that's pretty fishy smelling.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are we talking about something else now?
Yeah, we're not talking about your vagina.
You fucker.
Do you want to do some voicemails? Maybe some comments?
Voicemails.
Sure.
All right.
Yay, voicemails.
Hey, guys, it's Marleykins. Sorry I'm getting this to you so late. My grandpa's been in the hospital, so I've been busy. But anyway, I just want to thank you for informing us about the pterodactyls and how we can prepare for their coming back. Because this is a very important thing that I've been trying to tell people, but nobody listens to me. But I have a question for you. We are obviously very well aware of how intelligent these creatures are, and when they do come back, of course, they're going to communicate with one another, and they're probably going to realize that we're all dumb as a box of rocks, and they want to rule us instead of the other way around, or just playing fair, because why wouldn't they want to, you know, rule the world? So, how exactly are we supposed to take this and prevent this so that we all don't die? Because, you know, as much as I love the pterodactyls, I love myself more. So, please let us know, because I need to be prepared. And, as always, keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
All right, Aldi, what do you think about pterodactyls?
I don't really like them.
You don't like them, but they're like, going to help us in so many ways.
I disagree.
And why is that?
Who believes in that kind of shit?
This
me?
Is real, Aldi.
Well, Kyle doesn't count.
Aldi, it's me. This is real.
That's not real.
No, pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls aren't real?
How come I don't see them?
Don't fucking look at me and say they're not
here right now.
They're not here now, but...
They're not here
Say we introduce them. This is real. This could happen. Come on. How do you feel about that?
This could happen. Yeah, it's going
to happen. It's going to happen.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Next week is when it happens.
I don't believe that shit.
You don't believe it?
Now, the thing about pterodactyls is they're very altruistic, and they like to help people. So you really don't have to worry about them taking over the world and seeing us as inferior. They're not like the robots in the Terminator movies. They're not going to be like inferior humans. We should wipe them from the face of the earth, because that's just not in their nature. They're very friendly. As long as you don't cough at them or.
What if I need to cough?
Well, then you fucking cover your mouth and turn the other way.
Yes, dur.
Well, I don't want it then.
It's easy, Ollie. You just turn your head and cough. Just don't cough at them.
What if I'm drunk and I need to cough?
Then you're fucked, all right?
Yeah, don't get drunk.
If you
want to
die, hey, that's cool.
You know how they say don't, operate heavy machinery when you're drunk?
Yes.
They also say don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I've done that.
That's bad news. You probably shouldn't do that. Or admit it. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
She's not. She has.
We all have.
Nobody's done that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're not supposed to drive while you're drunk, or you're not supposed to operate heavy machinery while you're drunk, well, add to that list, do not operate large flying lizards while you're drunk.
I don't like lizards.
Well, they're not really lizards. They're reptiles, but not lizards.
They're ugly things.
They're not ugly. Have you seen one?
Yes.
No, you have not.
They're majestic, like an eagle.
I'll shoot down an eagle anytime.
You'll shoot down an eagle?
You can't even steer a fucking submarine on a video game.
Fuck Americans.
What are you talking about?
Now nobody knows what you're talking about.
I think she's lost.
We were playing this game called WarioWare. No. Yeah, WarioWare Shake It. Is that what it is? Or is it just WarioLand Shake It?
WarioLand.
Get it right,
on the Wii.
And
it's like a
bitch.
Side-scrolling platformer game. And there are these levels where you drive a submarine, and Aldi can't do it.
I'm not very good at drunk submarining.
Yeah, that's the truth. The fucking thing was on the ground going, scraping the ground, then up,
you know,
and
what?
Scraping the ceiling.
I didn't get a DUI for submarining.
That would be an SUI, I think. Submarining. Yeah. Under the influence.
I didn't get pulled over.
Who's going to pull you over? The underwater police?
The submarine police.
Where the fuck is your mind right now?
The submarine police. Do they have a siren? How would you hear it?
No, it's the sonic waves.
That's
sonic
how we hear everything.
Right. Yes.
It's all sonic waves. Yeah. That's what sound is.
Wait.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got this. You might need to rethink this.
What's the waves that hit the rocks?
I don't think I know you.
What's the waves that hit the rocks?
Yeah.
Like the tide?
What are you talking about?
The submarine thing. How does the submarine operate? Yes, sonar.
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 She's on to something.
All right. So they'll put out like sonar waves that the sub will pick up.
And they have lights? And sirens.
Do they have torpedoes?
Possibly. Not always.
Do they have like a taser?
It's an optional accessory.
All right. It's an optional, like power windows.
I have power windows.
So,
God damn it. Are you fucking kidding me?
I have
power windows.
Pterodactyls. What do you think?
We're done with pterodactyls.
All right.
Aldi doesn't believe in them.
Yes, I told you.
You are going to dinosaur hell for not believing.
I don't fucking give a shit. Those things are dead.
All right.
What are we talking about now?
We were doing voicemails and comments.
Yeah.
But then you threw me for a loop when you said you hate pterodactyls.
Destroyed it. Yes.
Austin sent us a big, long voicemail. Should I even play it?
Austin?
I was going to play it, and then like we could pause it and comment on it, but he actually said in the voicemail not to play it, and now I'm getting kind of lazy and kind of don't want to anyway.
It was pretty long, yeah.
But basically, in the voicemail, he said that he kind of seemed disappointed in us for saying that we weren't necessarily anti-circumcision. But the thing is, what he said was... basically that, it's barbaric and it's cutting off a piece of a person and that we shouldn't go along with it just because it's the norm.
Yeah.
But what I have to say to that is that if you don't want to get your kid circumcised, absolutely fine with me.
That's fine, yeah.
The thing is, I'm not saying you should because it's normal, but like if Austin's married, if Austin, if your wife, well, first of all, I guess I should ask, does your wife shave her legs? And, and I know it's not exactly the same, but if she does, why does she do it? The only reason she does it is because it's normal to us, because that's what we like, because it's normal now. But it's not really normal. You know, it's not what we should be doing. It's not how it works.
That's a good point, yeah.
So if she decided to stop shaving her legs, would you be cool with that?
Yeah, it's all natural, baby.
It's kind of the same idea. It's an aesthetic thing that we're used to now that we like and that we expect.
Yes.
And if you don't do it, people are going to be turned off. A chick who doesn't shave her legs is going to have kind of a hard time, at least a harder time than a normal chick, finding somebody who's going to be down with that.
Yeah.
It's sort of the same idea. If you don't have your dick snipped, you're going to have a harder time finding somebody who's down with that. That was my whole point. That was our whole point, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then he said that if I have a hard time sticking it in and busting early, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
That's because I have not had enough sex and I need to have more sex. I need to find a chick who will have sex with me and have lots of sex, and then that problem will go away.
Oh, really?
Well, I do not have a regular sexual partner right now, but I have in the past, and there's really been no change over time. I'm not saying I stick it in and bust early, but you know, it hasn't lengthened over time, the amount of time spent before.
Well, that's too bad, dude, because I have many methods. I'm not going to get into it.
Cock ring.
Well, I did.
Novocaine.
I did.
Injected directly into your dick.
I did. I tied a rubber band around my dick once.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That didn't work. The whole cock ring thing, not so sure.
Dude, I'd rather disappoint women than cut off the circulation to my penis.
Yeah. You're uncomfortable. That's not going to work. The lube thing, you know, desensitizes you. That could work. I noticed, right before bed, if you take like 2 shots of vodka, foreplay for like 15 minutes, that'll desensitize you. And I've gone so long that Aldie was begging for me to stop.
Wow.
Aldie.
Aren't you a stud? Aldie's falling asleep. Aldie, wake the fuck up.
Aldie.
Show's not over. What
Aldie.
Are you doing?
I'm bored.
You're not bored.
If you were paying attention, maybe you wouldn't be bored.
Yeah. I was talking about you.
Yay. I can look straight.
You can't look straight?
How many fingers am I holding up?
What's your favorite drink?
I'm not holding any.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
The answer was 14.
You don't have 14 fingers.
There we go. Now you're paying attention.
No, I'm smart.
You're not paying attention, though?
I am.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, Aldi's falling asleep, so we're going to wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Pussy. Aldi.
Pussy.
How can people get a hold of us? Do you remember?
Call 616-381-328. 328-5581.
Yeah. Say that again.
Call 616-328-5581.
Holy shit, she knows it. Oh, shit. Or you can email us, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion.
Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com. Fag.
Or TerribleOrion@IJustThoughtAThing.org.
Yes.
Fuck you, Ollie.
.edu/gov.
Yeah.
Check us out on the Facebook page. Like I said, we'll probably post that shitty, shitty drunk episode.
The bonus episode.
Starved for horrible content, that might be up there.
It's so bad.
But
it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Austin and Aileen, you fellows with t-shirts, I was wondering if you'd be willing to take some pictures of you wearing your t-shirt.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, if you have the time.
Okay.
Oh,
or the gay.
No, that'd be sweet, man. Yeah, if you're out, like, at the bar partying, you got the shirt on.
Orion needs more jerky material.
Yes, I do. Whatever. Anyway, yeah.
Put on your favorite Tokyo Hotel t-shirt.
That'd be... That'd be fucking sweet. They're out at the bar,
right,
you know,
right.
Getting their shit on. And they got the shirt. Take some photos of yourself.
Next time you're at Kobe's.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
That should do it for this episode.
Hooray. Aldie.
Whoop.
Aldie.
Whoop it is.
Whoop, whoop.
Aldie. Okay. All right.
You want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Goodbye, listeners. I miss you guys.
All right. Peace out.
All right. Peace.
Never need. Dee